All right, so let's talk about what your favorite Bible verse is, okay? How about this? God helps those who help themselves. Do you like that one? Well, that's great, but there's just one problem. It's not in the Bible. Now, how about God works in mysterious ways? Let's see, what book, what chapter and verse is that in? Well, you're going to be looking forever because it's not in the Bible either. Cleanliness is next to godliness. Nope, sorry, that's not in there either. John Blake is a longtime religion writer. His article on CNN.com actually calls out expressions that sound biblical, but they're not. John, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, now here's one that stood out to me. Let me go ahead and get out my my notes here. Somebody actually thought "this dog won't hunt" was a Bible verse. I mean, that sounds like something out of Dukes of Hazzard.
Right, and this person was a student in a college religion class, so you would think they would know better. But that's how pervasive biblical literacy is. I think the Bible is kind of like the Constitution. We quote it, we revere it, but a lot of people don't actually read it.
And also, too, you sort of add your little touches here and there, right? You kind of decide, this might sound a little better this way, and the next thing you know, it's become a verse to people.
Right. People kind of embellish things. It's like if I told you a story right now, and I went downstairs, 5 minutes later, the story has changed. And so people like to embellish, add little poetic touches, and that changes the scripture and the story.
It's like the game of telephone. Remember, you'd whisper something, and by the time it got around the room, it was totally different from what you whispered?
Right.
I'm going a long way back. You may not remember that game, John. Okay, let's take a look at some other examples, shall we? Okay, let me ask you this first. How did these expressions actually become biblical to people? Is it just because they heard them from somebody and then kind of took it as the truth? Or how did it,
just various ways. One way is that people would tell Bible stories through pictures. So, for example, if you take the Garden of Eden, there is no Satan in the Garden of Eden. If you read the book of Genesis, there's a serpent, but he's never identified as Satan. But if you're an artist, you want to draw a picture. It's so much better if you draw the Satan as a devilish tempter. So that's one way these stories became biblical, even though they're not really biblical.
I got it. And then it sticks in your mind because you've seen that one image. Okay. Now, we've heard political figures, our parents, even our coaches say what we think are verses from the Bible to inspire us, to get us, you know, motivated.
Right.
And you found one actually from Coach Dicka. Let's take a listen.
Scripture tells you that all things shall pass. This too shall pass.
I'm so disappointed because that's not in the Bible.
No.
I thought it was.
There was a religion professor who lived in Chicago at the time who saw that live press conference. And he said, wait a minute, that's not in the Bible. And he kind of figured out where Ditka got that. I mean, on one level, it's kind of funny. We can talk about this and say these things aren't really in the Bible. But at another level, it can become dangerous.
How can it become dangerous?
Well, people can impose their own values on the Bible. Like, for example, the phantom biblical scripture, God helps those who help themselves. That's not in the Bible. And it's, a lot of people think it is. And we say, well, that's a good scripture because it celebrates self-reliance and individual liberty.
But that's not what the Bible's about.
Well, the Bible's about helping the poor, the outcast.
Right.
The ultimate virtue is not what you do for yourself, but for your neighbor who needs you.
Well, you and I could talk about this for, I feel like I just went to church, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And if you want to learn how to quote the Bible correctly, then you've got to look at John's article. It's actually not in the Bible, but it should be because he totally nails it. It's a big hit on CNN.com. So check it out. Our belief blog, CNN.com/belief. Well, checking stories cross country in Orlando, Florida. Prosecutors in the Casey Anthony trial introduce more forensic evidence. Anthony is accused of murdering her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. Yesterday, jurors heard how a dog trained to detect remains reacted as it sniffed the defendant's vehicle shortly after Kaylee was declared missing. Near Fort Myers, Florida, drivers got an earful at the Bayshore Road, I-75 interchange yesterday, actually. A large boom truck flipped, and it took hours to get it right side up. Luckily, nobody was hurt.